This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love a good warbly anthem.
A what?
A nice, like, it reminds me of the Renee.
Did you notice my what lined up perfectly with the drop of the beat, whatever that was?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, heart strikes again.
Did you guys rehearse that?
Yeah, absolutely. Nailed it.
No, like, it reminds me of, who's it, Renee Rancourt that used to sing, like, blast. Oh, yeah. Like, I love a good warb. Like, it's just a nice vintage throwback to it. But that was a great little bit of audio my buddy Buck surfaced this morning for us.
Don Cherry, I'm assuming from, what's that, the 90s? CBC in Canada or whatever? Hockey Night in Canada.
Did you hear our good people cheering the Canadian national anthem there?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's the
way
to do it.
That was a long time ago. In a place far, far away.
Oh, you think it's going to be different?
It's a different time. Okay. Okay, we need to get into this. The whole booing thing. So the Canadian fans booed our national anthem, correct? That's a fact, right? I just want to set the stage here. And they weren't booing the anthem, I've been told on Twitter. They were booing our president. They were booing Trump. They were booing Trump's comments that they were going to make Canada the 51st state and all these reciprocal tariffs and trade wars and Trudeau and whatever the hell's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were booing. But they booed our anthem. Is that disrespectful?
Yes.
Okay. So are you a person that looks the other way, takes the high road, or are you a person that says, you throw the first punch, I'm throwing the last?
My response would be to, I'm a run your race type of guy. I do not let anyone else try to affect the way that I run my race. I fight, I'll adapt as I need to, but I run my race.
So okay.
I try to, it's a high road.
I'm a booer.
Oh, no kidding.
They go low, we go lower. That's my theory.
This just in.
Hello, you play to win the game.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm one who...
What kind of example is that?
My general philosophy in life is I treat people how they treat me. So we're going to start out nice, kind, fun, but you start throwing jabs, I'm jabbing back. You start throwing haymakers, I'm haymaker and back. So I did put the poll on Twitter today, at Jumbo Heart, and it was the simple...
Is that your handle?
At Jumbo Heart.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I went to Tufts, you know.
Did you really?
It's got nothing to do with my head size. So I put it out this morning.
Or anything else?
Nothing. That's true. What should USA hockey fans do during Canada's national anthem tonight at TD Garden?
Go to the bathroom.
Oh.
What?
That's disrespectful.
What? Just.
I should have put take a knee. Because we went through years.
Wow. Holy Kaepernick.
Like, we went through years of the way they showed protest to our anthem in the National Football League was to take a knee.
It's a perfect time to order an American beer.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan's American Lager.
That's probably not on tap at most places that we'll frequent
tonight. Almost anywhere. He's been trying to pitch it, but it hasn't been going well.
All right, it's fine.
So, boo was my first option. Second option was cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Third option was remain silent. Remain silent has 50% of the 700-plus votes. So 50% of the respondents, which... I always tell people, I do assume these are Boston sports fans, maybe even leaning toward Patriots fans, Patriot Nation peeps.
Yeah.
50% say remain silent. 33% say cheer. And then only 17% say boo. We gone soft in Boston? Stiz, you're my guy. You're
my
local guy. That's what I want from you, Stiz.
I'm booing.
Boo the hell.
You are not.
And I am. I feel bad for Canada at the moment, but I'm booing.
Boo, right?
The gloves are off tonight.
They started it. They started it. We finish it.
Why
tonight.
Are you booing their
on the
anthem?
Ice.
They're nice people.
I'm sure they're great people.
Well, why'd they boo then? We're nice people, too.
Well, there was...
They're mad at our president.
Okay. So
are
is
you,
he.
Are you mad? Right. So,
but he can boo.
Oh, so does that mean Stiz is going to boo the national anthem tonight? I'll await your response.
Canada's?
Thanks.
Yes.
Canada's.
No,
not
ours.
Because Stiz...
Oh!
How interesting. Stiz...
I got caught.
Stiz yeah, you is, got caught.
Stiz, you're a trench guy. You're a dark alley guy, right?
I bleed for my city, baby.
Okay.
That's because he buys things in dark alleys.
No. He's like, you're booing Boston. You're booing my USA. You're not just booing Trump. Find a different way to criticize Trump. Find a different way to criticize Trump and hate Trump. Right?
So right? We can hate the president, but
that's
you
my,
can't.
That's what I said yesterday.
This is my country.
I can make fun of Ted Johnson for saying 10% Belichick. Ordway, shut your pie hole. You can't make fun of him.
Hey.
You can't make fun of him. He's part of us. It's just like your family, right? Like, you can make fun of your sister. You can give your sister a hard time in the world. If she's walking down the school and somebody says the same thing, you pop him, right? Because she's your sister.
Wow.
You shut your mouth.
I would start at least with a stern warning before
I
just hit him.
Depends what they say, right?
Yeah, but also, like, one of them ends up on your permanent record. The other is, did you hear what Andy said?
Did you hear what he said about my sister? What, I got to defend my sister's pride.
What did he say?
You don't want me to say it on the air. Stiz will get it.
Ma'am, what's the time?
So,
excuse
Stiz,
me, I don't believe fuchsia is your color, young lady.
So Stiz is firmly in the boo column, correct?
100%.
Dan Ball, you're a hockey guy. You're a young guy.
That's with the quotes.
You're
I'm a hockey guy.
Fresh off a college campus not long ago.
Don't take the bait, Dan. He qualifies everything with something.
I'm just packaging you.
You people are hockey. What? What do you want?
I didn't say you people. You're not you people. You're
That's
just you.
That was the tone.
You're just you.
That was the tone.
It's the tone. Thank you. It's the tone.
It is the tone.
It is the tone.
You booing, you cheering, or you silent?
I am honoring your guy, Jelani Tavai. I'm sitting down and shutting up.
Oh, sitting down. Is that disrespectful?
That was more of a joke. If versus cheer and boo, I would cheer.
You would cheer.
I would
for
cheer.
Canada's anthem.
I'm going for
the country that just booed you.
All right.
I am rising above the noise to say we're better than that.
Andy, your people, our people, the people of the text line. Here you go. Ready? Do not boo Canada. If I was Canadian, I would have booed. They booed our president. Here we go. I think the game is going to be more of an elite all-star game, and Canada is going to win 8-5. 617, cheer the hell out of Canada. Show some class. Here's another one. 508,
boo.
Sing the Canadian anthem with them. 207, a Mainer. Sing the Canadian anthem with them. This will confuse them. This presumes...
That
that's
like
in
a
attendance.
Shot at their intelligence.
What about, like, let's say you're at the sports pub
What's
that I'll be at.
What's this all about?
A boot.
Well, let's say you're at the pub I'm going to be at in Norwood tonight. Do you care? Like, we're supposed to all, like, are people going to be...
I'm going to be booing on my living room couch.
That really?
Boo. Maybe I'll record it for a video.
I was going to say, oh, man, the tens
boo.
Of clicks on that one.
What is this accomplishing is my honest question.
That's a
great
It makes you
question.
Feel bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
this
be
is
one
not
of
about
those,
anyone
no,
else.
No.
About me.
Don't be one of those, like, school administrators. Like, violence is never the answer. What is this accomplishing? It made me feel better, and it felt right. That's what it accomplished.
But at the
America.
End of the day, it's,
hashtag America.
It's making things worse by doing that.
What's
just show we're better than
no.
that.
What's going to be worse because we boo? There's really no tangible value in it. Nothing's going to happen.
It's just creating a worse environment. I don't need that. Why can't it be positive? Why can't
Three
we
words.
Preach love? Why not?
Three immature words.
Okay.
They started it.
And we're really not that better.
Yeah, and no one's better. You're making this seem like those old school,
like, oh, Batman doesn't use a gun. He doesn't shoot people.
He doesn't.
Like,
it's part
whatever.
Of his code of
yeah,
ethics.
No.
He doesn't kill.
No. If you need to, you know, at war, collateral damage, like rules of engagement, what rules of engagement? We're at war.
Well, that's
We're at war
really
with
war.
Canada. For today, we are at war with Canada. We boo their anthem.
I refuse.
What?
That's Batman. He refuses to.
Yeah, but he's also got psychological issues. He got messed up bad.
Well, yeah, because he watched his parents die in the same alley Stiz buys
yeah.
narcotics from.
And I think he did start killing people in The Batman.
No, it was
you
the
sure?
other. It was the other one that Zack Snyder made, but he just makes everything weird and long.
Okay, so Dan Ball will be classy. He'll be classy.
Welcome,
and
Dan,
proud of it.
Dan, welcome to the gentleman's side of the ring.
That's
Fitzy
right.
will
Team
be
Nudge
on my
strikes
side.
Again.
Yeah.
Team
Nudge.
Nudge
you right out of
the
here.
The Nudgers.
You soft-ass wusses. Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Listen, this 1980s bullying will not be stood for. HR!
Thank you.
HR!
So I think you already showed your hand a little bit. Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I tipped my hand.
You will be cheering or you will be silent?
The Canadian anthem?
Yeah.
I will. You know what I will do? I will cheer. You want to know why? Because I will show appreciation to the team representing the country that has given us such great sport, excitement, and theater. There you go.
What the hell does that even mean? You're cheering
I'm
Canada?
Yes, thank you. Why? Because they gave us something to give a crap about on a Thursday night.
Oh, so
night.
Kachuk wants to fight him, but you're going to cheer him? What kind of wave in the wind wuss are you?
You're being petty either way. You're petty for booing. You're petty for cheering.
Oh, I'm petty.
I'm being reverent.
Call me Richard because I'm petty.
I'm being petty. I'm being petty to try to show the Canadians that they're you-know-whatting into the wind by booing our national anthem.
And I'm being reverent to the sport in general. I'm actually taking politics and nationalism out of it for a change.
Okay, so let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Are we booing? Are we cheering? Are we remaining silent, which is the leader right now in the majority of the poll? What are you choking on?
Because I was laughing at the text.
That's God getting you. Getting you back from being a wuss and not supporting your country.
Oh, stop it.
God and country.
Yeah, people are saying it's soft. 508, don't let Trump hear you tomorrow. He may go to war with Canada.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that, Trump. I'm just talking about hockey. This is hockey hate. This is sports hate. We don't need any, like, actual border wars going on. We don't need any of that. Like
they'll invade us on horseback.
Oh, the Mounties?
Yeah.
The Mountie. No, we don't need that. 617-779-7937. Paul in Attleboro, what are your thoughts on how fans should handle the anthem tonight for Canada?
Hey, guys. Me, myself, if I was going, I would get a USA chant going over their anthem.
Ooh, I like it. I'll anthem them.
Out their anthem that way.
Ooh, I like it, Paul. Now, that's also another factor here. Paul said he's not going because tickets are through the roof. Does the
they're only going up too.
Socioeconomic status of the people in attendance, will that affect the response to the anthem? Stiz, you're a man of the people,
yeah,
man of the
not
streets.
Be, yeah, the 300s might sound a little different tonight.
Yeah. I mean, this is guys, straight up, this is getting Super Bowl level prices.
Oh yeah, you're, no, I know.
The last row, we were talking about it being like $900 yesterday. Now we're in where everything is four figures and up. It's bananas.
And so, like, blue collar Stiz can't afford to get in the building, so he can't afford to boo. Whereas white collar Willie, who gets in the building, is he a booer?
Yes.
Oh, he's a booer too.
Some of these, if they can put down their foie gras and their white wine,
right?
Yes.
Like, is Greg Hill booing tonight?
You took the words out of my mouth.
Is he going?
No, actually, Greg doesn't boo. You want to know why? He gets winded. It's all the cream sauces.
First of all, do we know, is he going? I was not aware. Is he?
Greg?
Yeah. Seems like something he would show up at.
Nah, he lives right upstairs. He'll just...
No, he's in the seaport now. But I don't think he would go tonight if I had to take a guess.
I can't see him booing.
He's in the seaport now.
I can't see him booing if he did go. He doesn't
Greg?
Seem
Well,
like
he'd have
booing.
Someone boo for
you
him.
You know what he would do? He would film. Yes,
he'll bring you so you can
exactly.
His
he
boy
hires
Stiz.
Someone. You know what Greg would do? Film, because he'd be like, I want to get the content for tomorrow's radio show.
Content is king.
Content is king.
That's why he's been pretty successful in this business for a long, long time.
Oh, it works.
So I would boo. I answer my own question. I would absolutely boo. And I don't know if I'm booing because I like legit am booing the anthem or Canada, or I'm getting caught up in the moment, like the expectation of booing kind of thing. And I do mix in. Now, again, I don't know the people that are spending $5,000 a ticket, if this matters, how drunk they get. But I'd have a couple Miller Lights would be part of it. And I'd probably be with some boys, right, Stiz? You'd probably be there with three or four boys. And we all know that men and beer together breeds idiocy.
It's fun being petty.
Yeah.
It is.
It
petty
is.
Kruger.
And especially in this case, this isn't the real world.
Petty Kruger?
I thought it was good, so I just let it roll, baby.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was good.
Oh, I need to take a minute.
Petty Pendergrass.
Laurie Petty.
But especially to be petty in this sports sense of the world. Like, you're not in your real life. You're not being petty at work where there might be ramifications or something later. You can be petty sports-wise.
Amazon factories on the border where U.S. and Canadian people work, and there's going to be fistfights and melees and rumbles tonight.
Like the left Twix and the right Twix.
Oh, yeah, like left shark and right shark at the Super Bowl.
617-779-7937. We are rolling around in the political hockey muck right now. Are you booing Canada and their anthem? Are you taking Dan Ball's high road, the highbrow high road? Stiz is booing, I'm booing. Fitzy's taking a high road, Dan's taking a high road. What road will you be taking, and what road will Ted Johnson be taking at the top of the 3 o'clock hour?